I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. Often patients are unaware that primary care medical services can be provided not only by physicians, but increasingly by a range of non-physician practitioners, such as physician assistants and nurse practitioners. These professionals have graduate degrees and are licensed to examine, diagnose, and treat patients. According to a recent study, patients with diabetes who receive primary care from nurse practitioners and physician assistants have similar outcomes as those who receive their care directly from primary care physicians. The findings suggest that increased reliance on non-physicians for chronic disease management can expand access to primary care without sacrificing quality. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants are competent primary care providers, and it's important that they are viewed as such, given that the country is facing a projected shortfall of physicians by more than 100,000 by 2030, according to the Association of American Medical Colleges. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants could fill much of the growing primary care shortage because it takes nurse practitioners an average of 6 years to complete their education and training, including undergraduate and graduate degrees. That compares to an average of 11 to 12 years to train a physician, including med school and residency. Many Americans, including many rural Texans, have insufficient access to primary care. There's a growing body of research demonstrating that patients perceive that receiving primary care and having a readily available source of care is more important than who provides those services. And studies are increasingly proving that perception is right. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.